I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her birthday was practically Real Housewife free, but it did have shirtless men, sparklers, and Kevin Lee. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lisa Vanderpump now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who might want a stiff drink after tonight's episode of Beverly Hills. So it's a good thing she employs literally dozens of bartenders from Vanderpump Rules and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Welcome back, Lisa Vanderpump. Hi, Lisa. Now, is this a crown you're wearing?
You know what? The crown was too heavy, so I gave it away.
Oh,
this
did?
Is a hat.
Who did you give it to?
Well, I haven't decided.
Oh, you haven't? I would like
Everybody
to apply.
Wants it.
I would like the crown. Over at the bar, there are such Bravoholics, they could probably make a better pumptini than Jack's can. It's the host of Bravo's official podcast, The Daily Dish, Megan Segura and Eric J. Mack. Goes up every Thursday. Let's get started. We have been really quelling over here that Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, and Miley Cyrus have all been at TomTom over the last few weeks.
I know.
Like,
and nobody leaked the story. Can you believe that? Gaga came in and out, and nobody knew anything about it.
Well, but actually, we did all know about it.
Well, actually, no. When she was there, she was very quiet. She was in
Ooh,
pump,
Gaga?
And yeah, and then she was in Tom Tom, and there were no paparazzi at all, which is just the way we
like
it.
Do you know Miley? I know that you obviously know Gaga.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I think she's a friend of Sheena's, and she came in and she was dancing on the table with Sheena.
And Miley tweeted your tagline the other day.
I know. At least somebody likes it, right?
By the way, tonight Dorit rocked a look that was all boob, and even Rinna was taken aback. I like the top. I like, you know what? I like it. What was your reaction tonight to Camille talking crap about your dentistry and breath?
Yeah.
And also,
no,
she was apparently a dental assistant.
Okay, so I haven't seen the episode, but I heard that
you did not watch the episode.
No, I haven't watched any of it.
You have not watched any of
it? Apart from that one scene, the kitchen scene. And I don't mean buying the kitchen scene. I mean the other kitchen scene.
I understand.
She did say in Vegas that she said something really mean about me, about my teeth or something.
She was at the opening of your place in
Vegas. Yeah, in Vegas,
and
she said to a friend of mine, oh, I said something really bad about it, and I feel really bad about it. But you can't even see my gums. She should focus, you know, more on what comes out of her mouth and less than what's in mine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, my gums are beautiful. Do you want to check them out?
Well, I mean, I can't see. You showed me them before. I see your teeth, but I don't see your gums.
Because how would she know anything about anything? Look, they've all done so many things to themselves. You know, they've had full body lipos. They've had
Everybody, it's Beverly Hills.
Some of them have had complete head transplants. You don't even recognize who they are. No, but I mean, I'm being serious. Would I ever mention it? Not till now.
Your questions for LVP are pouring in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, as teased at the beginning of the season on last week's Beverly Hills, we saw Lisa and Kyle come to blows and watch 12 years of friendship get villa roasted. Watch.
If you read the article, it sounds like it comes from your camp.
You think Lisa, I would give a story to Radar Online about Doreen?
Yes.
What do you want me to say? I am not going to say, yes, I did something if I didn't do it. I'm a woman with integrity.
Yes,
that's
fine.
Maybe you care
more about your image than your friendships.
I swear on my children's life.
You are supposed to be her f***ing friend.
I am her friend.
You're not a friend. You get out.
I didn't come here to fight. This is the overall consensus.
No, you came here
to tell me.
You came here to tell me I am a liar.
We're done.
Get the f*** out of my house.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Okay, upsetting to watch.
I mean, I
love your friendship with Kyle.
I do, yeah.
Go to WWHL.TV to tell us whose side are you on, Kyle or Lisa. Do you really think this is
it for the two of you? You know, I've just seen that scene. Obviously, it was a long time ago. It was 7 months ago. But, you know, clearly she's not mourning the friendship because of this whole kind of nonsense that was on social media about goodbye, Kyle. And, you know, it was just, OK, it would have been funny, maybe. I mean, it wasn't that smart, but it would have been funny maybe if the friendship had been salvaged.
Right.
But it hasn't. So, you know, it's been very sad. But, you know, I would never accuse somebody of doing anything unless I had proof, because we've all had, you know, accusations thrown out there unless you have proof. And when you swear on your children's life, to me, that is sacrilege. You know, you're holding your children up. I'm not going to tempt fate of the three people that I love, and Jiggy, four people that I love more than anything in the world.
It's like you guys are on Lisa's side on this. Here's what. Lisa, you and Ken made it pretty clear that you were done talking to Kyle, but Kyle and the rest of the group still had a lot to say. Let's take a look and get your reaction on the flip side. Take a look.
I went to Lisa's house.
And how'd that go?
What happened?
He was yelling at you?
So he said to me, you're a f***ing liar.
That's not friendship. That's bullshit.
I'm shocked at the way that Ken spoke to you. That's totally unacceptable.
Got heated with Lisa and heated with Ken, and then they threw her out of the house.
It must be devastating for Kyle.
That's pretty major. This is a whole nother level.
Do you think I should talk to Lisa Vanderpump?
She appears to be nice.
She did this. She played f***ing dirty.
You guys were all talking to her until I went to her house, and then all of a sudden everyone got cut off.
If Lisa's feelings are hurt, she'll speak to you, but only when she feels like you've been punished.
She hasn't known me that long, so I don't know where she comes from. Like,
how long have you known Dorit?
A little bit too long, I think. Maybe. Well, I didn't know. I've known PK.
The friendship started with PK.
Yeah, absolutely. But I made that very clear to her that I kind of grew to love her, you know, because she was PK's wife. But I don't know. It's a mess.
Second, it was recently reported that Lucy Lucy Apple Juice has been happily adopted into a new home and has even been given the new moniker Lulu. So here's what. While we take a moment to mourn the fact that Lulu no longer has the best dog name in the history of all dogs' names, maybe with the exception of Jiggy, I also want to put some of the unanswered questions about Puppygate to rest. Do you believe that Dorit believed she was giving the dog to a loving, safe, permanent home?
Well, I think maybe she was told that it was going to a nice home. I don't know. I don't think she really knew the woman. I don't think there was any malintent here. I've said that from the beginning.
John Blizzard put very damaging words in your mouth when he claimed you gave the orders for him to text those things to Teddy. Why continue to let him work for Vanderpump Dogs?
Oh, my God. He's 23 years old. He's working for a 501c3 non-profit charity. It's like, I'm not going to fire him over him kind of, you know, getting him indulged in bullshit and gossiping. I mean, it's, why would I fire him?
Is there one person that you feel is most to blame for this situation escalating to the point where all these friendships are crumbling?
Well, I mean, clearly, if Dorit had done the right thing, then none of this would have happened. But I'm not saying she's to blame. She's the catalyst. But I think it should have ended when Dorit and PK and Ken and I went to lunch and we said, OK, that's it, it's done. But everybody else gets involved. Let's bring it up, let's bring it up, let's bring it up. So I think everybody's got a part in it.
The COO of Radar Online came forward and said that you have never been an anonymous source for the website. Who do you leak the story? And do you think that it could have come from someone in your camp? It was weighted towards positive information about Vanderpump Dogs and the work that you've done with dogs, which is part of the reason that the women thought that it came from your
camp. Hold on a second. We're a 501c3. We're like a very serious organization that relies on kind of big sponsors and donors. Any of this nonsense is really negative publicity. It's not something that we want to be involved in. Do I think it came
from... Who do you think it came from? I mean...
I think it's from somebody that doesn't wish me well.
But the article was positive towards your work with dogs.
Yeah, but then it flipped, didn't it? I mean, I don't need that kind of negativity. I don't need that kind of positivity, you know? It just... I don't know. I think maybe it's somebody that wanted to throw me under.
All right. Thank you very much. You know... God, I have so many questions for you. And what do you miss the most about your friendship with Kyle?
Well, I think we had a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
You know.
So you haven't seen the episodes?
I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen anything but the fight?
But the fight. Yeah.
Because it's interesting because through it all, she was really playing the middle the entire time.
I think Kyle always does that, doesn't she?
But wouldn't you respect that about her?
No, because when you're a good friend, I think you stand up for them. I mean, I've stood up for Kyle when I have no idea whether she's right or wrong, even from the first episode, you know, standing up blindly to Camille and say, I don't think she meant that.
But when I say playing the middle, I mean, she kind of was. I mean, she was taking up for...
Sometimes she straddles the fence and the fence gets stuck up her ass, you know? It's like if you're going to be a friend to everybody, you know, like sometimes you're loyal to nobody. Look, I don't know. Of course I miss that friendship, but... Maybe it wasn't such good friendship after all said and done.
We may have exhausted questions about the dog drama, although we probably haven't, but that isn't going to keep us from asking Lisa about some other young pups who like to hump, chase tail, and are at times not housebroken. You guessed it. It's time for Lisa's take on all the Vanderpump Rules drama. Lisa, reaction to Lala freaking out on Raquel, Billy Lee, and James at Sir. You know, James had come to you and said, I behaved myself, she was at fault. What did you think when you saw that episode?
Well, you know, I saw a lot about this on social media, and you have to understand, too, everybody is thinking that I'm seeing the same as them, and clearly I'm not. I had no idea.
You didn't see it until you saw the episode, so what did you think when you saw it?
I was very disappointed in her, but I do believe that Lala wasn't herself this year at all.
Katie and Schwartz said some really cruel things to each other during their fight in Mexico. What was your reaction? I mean, she's demeaning his dick all the time.
Well, it doesn't work, for God's sake.
Well, I mean...
I don't know. You know what? That's their relationship. I think they love each other, but sometimes they get it wrong. They really do. And I've tried to counsel them through that, but, you know.
The age-old question, has Jax permanently changed for the better?
Well, they say a leopard doesn't change his spots. Maybe he's kind of painted over them for a while. I think, as we talked about this on the reunion, that it's self-serving to him because she is such a good girl. And I think that's why he loves her so much, because he knows that she's the best thing that ever happened to him.
By the way, that reunion was a bloodbath, man.
I know, but like after 2 minutes.
Yes,
I mean,
it really was.
At least let us get warmed up.
Why do you think even the mention of James is still such a trigger for Kristen?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's just, like, obsessed by him. I don't understand why. I mean, she started the season with, I'm going to get him, I'm going to take him down. I mean, who does that? You know, focus on something else.
Reaction to Sandoval and Katie's big fight behind Sir, where he said to her, you know, you've called, you know, Lala a whore, you've called all these people these horrible names, and James calls you fat and you freak out.
Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy in this group with very short memories, you know, because they do kind of have that incredible kind of double standard. And I think to a certain extent he overreacted, But I do think that he's right. I mean, she's said a lot of stuff, you know, and she did slightly provoke him. Look, I love Katie. Sometimes her tonality is a little off, but I do adore her.
How shocked were you by the revelation that Ariana and Lala hooked up in the back seat of Sandoval's car?
I mean, come on. If you're going to do it in the back of somebody's car, why would it be your boyfriend's car?
I know, right. Thank you very much. DLBC Anderson 4 wants to know when the last time you guys spoke to PK was.
Oh, well, you'll see it in the next couple.
And that was the last time?
Yeah. Oh, no, he did come up to Ken at the Polo Lounge, and he said, oh, I guess you're not talking to me. And then he said he was going to have a cigarette.
Jim Alou wants to know if it's true that Teddy's brother is dating an employee of Vanderpump Dogs.
Yeah, he continued to work for me for a while after the whole fiasco between Teddy, because it's her brother, it's not her. So I'm not going to, like, fire him for, you know, it's not anything to do with him. But, yeah, he is dating her.
Let's go to Thomas from Cincinnati. Hey, Thomas, what's your question?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Daddy Cohen, look at super sexy with that scruff.
Daddy Cohen, I like that.
Thanks.
And LVP, love you. You are the true queen of Beverly Hills, no matter how thirsty Kyle is for that crown. But my question for you is, what made you cut off communication with the rest of the women after your blow-up with Kyle?
Well, because she said that they all believe that. And I felt that I kind of been bombarded in the Bahamas. And at that time, I was in a place in my life that I was kind of desperately searching for happiness. And I talked to you about that prior to going back to the show. And I just felt very emotional, very raw. And when she said, well, we all believe that, I thought, you know what? I've been through this on season 4, been through this on season 6. It would be a different thing.
It's an accusation that's been made through several seasons.
Well, it's an easy accusation to make, isn't it? Because you know nobody's really going to refute it. And in fact, I was really, really honored the fact that Dylan Howard came out and said, this is not true.
But it would be interesting if you saw the full episode, because you would have seen Kyle trying to defend you before she went over to your house.
Listen, you showed a clip of her going to my house in your car with her trying to defend me. So honestly, those clips must be scanned on the ground. I don't want to call anybody out, but that clip came from a scene where she was defending Rinna. Sorry, you got the wrong Lisa.
No, but she is defending you.
No.
I'm telling
you. In the clip, she's not.
Well, watch the episode.
They got it wrong.
Well, watch the episode.
No.
Next week on Beverly Hills, Rinna and Camille take opposite stances on the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court hearing. Yes, it's as strange and fascinating as it sounds. Here's a sneak peek. Watch
the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. Here, this doctor came out. I think she's changing everything.
She didn't have enough evidence.
I'm a victim, too.
Do you not believe her, though? Do you not believe this woman?
We don't know if for sure it happened or not.
Camille, she's been attacked. I would think you would be more empathetic.
I know what it feels like to be wrongfully accused and humiliated all over the world, not the country, the world, for lies.
I've been a victim of a smear campaign.
All right, the phone lines are blowing up. Let's go to Aaron from Arizona.
Hey, Andy, love you. So happy I finally got through with one of my favorite housewives, Lisa Vanderpump. I just had a question. Earlier when Nene was on the show, she said she reached out to Lisa for some advice before Pumped Open, and I guess she insinuated that Lisa stole the space from her. So I just wanted to hear Lisa's
reaction to that. To
I mean,
the
to me,
thing.
You know, we've had Pump maybe 6 years. So that was the first time I'd ever heard about it.
She and said also, she asked you about the space on the corner, and you said it's a crappy space.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was a car park, and
it was just a car park.
It was a car park. It didn't have a, you know.
Did you have designs on it? Did you get the idea to develop?
Oh, really?
On that space?
Yeah, sure. From Nini. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yes. Right. My 35th. Yeah. 35th restaurant. You know. Also, we had the same landlord as the Sir headquarters, and it's also 100 yards from my restaurant. And there was also a lot of places down there. Nobody had the thought, really, to turn the car park into a restaurant because most people wouldn't have got permission, you know? So it's the first time I heard about it. It's shocking to me, you know?
Reaction to the Lisa Rinna birthday message with the bag of pills?
Well, I hear...
She talked about it on tonight's episode and said that when she found out, she felt horrible...
What do you mean when she found out? Because, you know, if she's in the same group as I am, and this was 3 months after my brother, you know, accidentally took his life, how would she not know that? I mean, listen, I'm not saying she did it on purpose, but it was very insensitive, okay? Because the way I interpreted it, the way my brother's sons interpreted it, the way my children interpreted it, to get, you know, happy birthday with a load of prescription pills, you know, just a few weeks or it was, yeah.
Well, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. Lisa, since you're here tonight, we're going to do something special. As everyone knows, there's a very special little guy in my life. Lisa, you've been asking about him for months, and at this point, while I've sent you photos, we've texted about him, I know you really, really would love to see him. So I just want to say before I bring him out, it's way past his bedtime. I have no idea how he's going to act, but Lisa, I am doing this just for you. Here he is. Sorry to change the topic like that. I had to do it. Thank you, Lisa. Oh, my God. I mean, I just surprised Lisa with who she thought was going to be my child. It was Waka, who is also
your first child.
Yeah, my first child.
Yeah.
Who, by the way...
why would you bring a dog out to me? Because Teddy just said in her blog that I don't even like dogs.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, I know.
Yes, that's crazy. She said in her blog that you don't like dogs?
Apparently, she doesn't even like dogs.
That's crazy.
I know. I've got to get rid of those three that sleep on my bed every night.
We are also here behind the bar with the hosts of the Daily Dish... Eric and Megan. By the way, I'm sorry that I cut off that serious. You were talking about something very serious, and
you know,
I cut you
I'm
off
okay
to get
with
to.
That. You
okay,
know why
good.
I'm okay
yeah,
with
no,
that?
I know.
Because
you
as soon as
yes.
I get emotional,
I know.
So
okay,
fine.
So let's go back to the phones. Nick from Virginia. That was crazy. Were you happy for that surprise, the Waka surprise?
Yeah, it was kind of exciting.
Yeah,
the little
man. I know. Okay. All right. It's actually Ian from Dallas. Hey, Ian, what's your question?
I'm glad he's grown. Waka's big.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
Exactly.
Hi, Andy and Lisa.
Hi.
Hello. I'm obsessed with both of you, and Andy, that beard is delicious.
Thank you.
Daddy. Lisa, my question for you is, do you think it was wrong of Ken to get involved and so heated during your fight with Kyle?
So could you just say one
say it again?
Do you think it was wrong of Ken to get involved and so heated during your fight with Kyle?
Right. Maurizio was saying, I can't believe that Ken got in your face like that.
I've heard, you know, Maurizio kind of shout on the beach, I'm a bitch, which I don't think Ken would ever say that about Kyle.
If Maurizio kicked you out of there, if it was flipped, would you be
well, of
upset?
Course.
Or would
I think
you say
everybody
it's...
was upset, but I think Ken's very protective of me. But I also think that, you know, obviously the scene was longer than you see because obviously of editing. When you've asked somebody to go a couple of times and they're not getting the message, it's like, you know, get the f*** out
right.
of my house, you
right.
know? And it takes a lot for me to get to that point. I mean, you've seen me for 9 years. It's, you know, I was in a very sad place. And for somebody who you think is your best friend, we just passed resolution 401. We're ecstatic. And then to come to your house and then go, I think you're lying. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just not acceptable. If you're a friend and somebody swears on their children's lives, then don't you believe them? Especially when you don't have any proof. It's such bullshit.
Let's go to Fred from Long Island. Fred, what's your question for Lisa?
My question, hi, how are you? My question for Lisa is, Lisa, why do you think all these despicable women on your cast are making a story seem like Dorit's a victim when your purpose in life is the Yulin Festival and getting it on the floor and protecting all the these animals' lives? And I personally would like to say thank you so much for doing so. And why would these women think that she has to be protected from a news story when she actually got almost got the animal killed, which is your life's work?
Well, thank you for that. Would you like to hold the diamond? you know what? I'm never really going to have a go at Dorit because I think that she kind of, it was a careless choice. I wrote that in my blog. And yes, it's been very unfortunate. And you're right, we've saved over 1,000 dogs. We've just opened a sanctuary in China with 300 dogs that we've pulled out of their cages. They've been in cages this big for 3 years. So thank you for drawing attention to that. And, you know, and I'm very proud of my 501c3, and I take it very seriously. And when people are like, oh, you want to shine a light on your foundation? No, I don't. You know what? The Dorit dog dumping story is not what I want to shine a light on. I want to shine a light on Resolution 401. I want to shine a light on the 1,000 dogs that we've managed to save and everything that we're going forward. I'm working with Ted Deutsch now to support the PACT Act, which is going to change, you know, the awful treatment and torture of animals so it won't be just a misdemeanor, it'll be a felony. Thank you so much for that because I truly appreciate that you understand what we are trying to do.
All right. Let's go to Lana from Indiana. Hey, Lana, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. First of all, read to that beautiful child of yours. Even though he's a baby, read to him.
I'm doing it, and I talk to him nonstop, and I almost brought him out tonight, but I brought the dog out instead.
Shame on you. My question...
If anyone would appreciate that, it's Lisa. Yeah. I mean, I was so excited about that, I have to say.
I know you were, but I've seen this little fluffy head,
know.
And I really want to meet you.
I know.
Okay, I'll come back tomorrow.
Yes, Lana, what's your question?
Well, I have two questions.
Okay.
One is, have any of the other housewives in other cities reached out to you, Lisa, and in support?
No, I don't think so, but... I mean, some of them I know, you know, just socially, and they're always very lovely to me, I have to say, you know. But no, they haven't, but that's okay. I would kind of appreciate my own castmates reaching out, really, rather than just, you know, texting me and telling me, you know, what time we're filming and I should come by to be beaten up again, you know. You know, that's bullshit. And somebody says, oh, well, I've reached out, you know, to her. Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll be there, you know, celebrating my mother's birthday at 4 o'clock here. You know what's going on. That's not somebody picking up a phone or, you know, talking to you kind of off camera and saying, how are you doing?
What's your second question?
My question to her is, do you know that I have you and your entire family on my prayer card?
Aww.
And I support you. You are a true lady. And I will be your adopted Lana, Granny Lana from Indiana.
Oh, Granny Lana from Indiana. Everybody needs a Granny Lana from Indiana. That's nice.
One thing I do want to say is the fan support, I mean, it's been overwhelming. It really has. And, you know, it has been a very difficult year, but not just the awful kind of accusations and what the cast have put me through, but just personally. And, you know, we've had some triumphs, like with Resolution 401 and wonderful things like opening in Vegas. And, you know, great things have happened too. But it's been very, very, very stressful. And to everybody that supported me, and there's been so many, I see you all on social media, each and every one of you. I don't condone aggression to my castmates at all.
Or really to Andy Cohen.
I do condone that, exactly. Send him whatever you want. But to, you know, my castmates, I don't condone that, but thank you for all your support, really.
Lana from Indiana. Grandma Lana from Indiana.
Jason from Indiana.
Last call, Allison from Louisiana. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Allison.
Yeah. Hi, Andy. How are you doing? Great to talk to you. Yeah.
You're too.
Great. My question is for Lisa. I love you, Lisa. You're an icon. You're my queen of Beverly Hills. But my question is, for the current season of The Housewives, if you could get rid of one housewife,
Could sleep with one?
If you could get rid of one housewife.
Oh, get rid of one housewife. Does it have to be one?
Who would you get rid of?
Probably me. Here we are. You can have it. I don't know. I've had a bad experience with all of them.
Sunny Jordan tweeted, would you rather have a 2-hour dinner with Brandy or an 8-hour car ride with Teddy tomorrow?
Oh, I think
two-hour dinner with Brandy
sounds fantastic.
That's really funny. Are you officiating Jack's wedding?
Well,
TR Riley 413.
No, I'm not going to officiate. I don't do that as a job.
I've done it twice. Are you going to go? It's in India.
If I'm invited,
of
course.
Kentucky?
Because I love, you know what? I love them. I love each and every one of them. Of course,
I have to say, they were here last night. They were quite charming together.
You know what?
I
love them all. Yeah. I mean, apart from maybe one or two of them. Yeah. But but I think Jax is so lucky to have her.
Yeah.
She's really a good girl.
She really is.
She really is.
That reunion, man. I mean, I told you before this show. Ooh. Well, I mean, I kept turning to you. I was like whispering you through half of the reunion.
I know. It was a lot.
I was glad. I have to say, I was glad that we were there together. It was
holding each other's hands.
I mean, we really were.
We were getting each other through it,
I feel like.
You know, I think because the relationships have been so kind of entrenched, you know, they're deeply entrenched in each other's lives. And I think the stakes are really high with that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of passion there, and sometimes there's just no filters.
Yeah.
AKA James Kennedy.
Yes, and Kristen.
Oh.
That was a lot. I want to thank Lisa Vanderpump and the Kids from Bravo's podcast. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.